We have been looking and listening to the words of Jesus in this series, and recently, more closely at some of the things that Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. He said so much there that was deep and I think so practical for where we live and choices we make and priorities in our lives. And this morning I want to look at an area that Jesus talked about in the Sermon on the Mount about our treasures. At the end of the northern end of the Sea of Galilee are mountains, and they kind of gently slope up away from the water, and it's kind of a gentle rise. And somewhere in that area where Jesus lived, not far from there in Capernaum, he went out onto the mountainside, it says, and he taught his disciples, and the crowds came to him. It said like this in Matthew chapter 5, "Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying," and boy, did Jesus say some deep things to us, to his disciples. I'm reminded again, and in the words that we're going to look at this morning, that Jesus was talking to his disciples. He's talking to the church today. He's talking to you and I and where we live and what our circumstances are. Last week, we focused on Jesus' words when he said that he was the light of the world, and then how he calls us to be the light of the world. And in chapter 5, we read, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bushel. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." Would you go on to that next slide, please, Nate? Jesus gives us a picture of how we can live life. We can, if we have the light of Jesus in us, we have a choice to make. Is it going to be seen by others, or are we going to cover it up and not allow that light to be seen by men? God cares deeply about our attitude and our desire to have the light of Jesus to shine through us. Well, this morning I want to switch topics a little bit, and I'd like for us to hear what Jesus said, his heart, about what we value and we treasure in life. Jesus gives us a great contrast between things that are important in this life and things that are important in the next life. He uses the term between heaven and earth and the potential that our lives have to make a difference in heaven and earth. The truth is today, just as each one of us, if we're believers in Jesus, have a light to shine, each of us have important decisions to make about heaven and earth and what influence our lives have in this life. How we live, the choices we make matter greatly to God and his plan for all of eternity. And I want to say today, as we look in these verses in Matthew chapter 6, realize how important the daily choices that we make, how they matter for heaven and they matter for all of eternity, the way that we live. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, I want to invite you to read with me there if you would like to this morning. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, I'm going to read a few verses and then also verse 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Listen to what Jesus says about the importance of how we look at the things that we have in this life. "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break through and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And then verse 24 says, "No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." These words are about what matters most in life. These words are about the balance of the physical and the spiritual. The things that we have as blessings, or you might call them as material possessions and assets, maybe if you're from a financial background, but what it is that God allows in our lives and how he wants us to see them. To the heart of God and even to us, God can speak to us about the importance of what has value in this life. And it is good to be reminded and go back and remember and ask God's Spirit to help us to be focused on the things that last forever. We know that we won't last forever in this life, and all of us are coming to an end in this life, but sometimes we live as if we're not really reminded of that. And so there's great value in slowing down and taking time to listen and to ask God and to evaluate what is most important in my life. We all would say, when we stop and think about it, that people are most important. I think we would. I think that we would all look at those around us, our loved ones especially, our family, people that we spend the time with, that they're the most important to us in our life. And when we think about how valuable they are to God, and we realize that God has an eternal plan for every person, when we stop to think about it, we realize that the time and the energy that we spend with the people around us are probably the most important. And we also know that our time and energy and resources have great value to God. I notice that Jesus speaks again. Go to that next slide. Jesus speaks again of heaven and hell. Or not heaven and hell, but heaven and earth. What I mean to say is Jesus in this passage doesn't even mention the existence of hell. I thought when I've read these words here, why not? I mean, in other places in the Sermon on the Mount and in Jesus' teaching, he talks about heaven and hell. And I guess I've come to the conclusion that Jesus is talking here to the disciples. He is talking here to the church, to the body of Christ, and to those that have already settled the question of where they're going to spend eternity. They've settled the question of what they believe, that they've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ for their sins, and that they are going to heaven. The question that Jesus seems to ask us to consider here and think about is the influence that we have on the people behind us and around us, and whether or not our lives will contribute to people going to heaven, to people who will know God and love God, or those that will not. For those that are in Christ, the Scripture says there is no longer any condemnation. But for those of us who have received the Lord Jesus Christ, our choices about our priorities are so important. And it's always a good thing to step back from what you're doing and ask God to speak to you about the priorities in your life. There's never a time when we kind of come to the place where we don't need to keep doing that. And Jesus seems to prompt us to ask those questions. We have very big practical choices to make. And those of you that have made a lot of choices know that, boy, do they have ramifications for your life, for your time, for your energy, for your relationships. And Jesus says to be very careful about those choices. Jesus says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. It's very clear, the words about this. Jesus very quickly and very directly says, do not store up treasures on earth. And he calls us to stop and ask those questions about the balance in our lives between us and God's Spirit. What is important to us? What is it that we're doing? Why are we spending our time doing what we're doing? Is this what God wants for me? I would ask you this morning to take this scripture and think about it for a few minutes. Ask God's Spirit in this service today, in this time that we have together, 10 or 15 more minutes or so, I want you to ask in your spirit, if you would, God, is the balance in my life what you want it to be? Are there things going on in my life that I know are out of balance of what you want for me and my time and the resources that I have? That picture we showed a few minutes of heaven and earth, I'd like that to kind of stick in your mind for a while today. I'd like that to stick in your mind as we go from this place and what it is that your life is building toward. That's an important question. There's some important questions to ask when we read these words of Jesus. What are we doing? What is it that we value? What is it that we're striving for? What is it that you might be killing yourself for? What is it that your needs and your wants and your desires are driving who you are and how you're living your life? What is an important question? What do you focus on? What is important to you? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid to let go of? What does your checkbook and your finances show about heaven and earth? What does it show about your life? What is your schedule? Time you get up and the number of hours that you do what you do. What does it tell you about your priorities before God? See, the Bible says a lot about priorities. It says a lot about what we treasure. It says a lot about what we prioritize. And it talks a lot about wealth. There's all kinds of principles that the Bible talks about regarding the idea of money or wealth or possessions. And all of them are deep and important. The Bible talks about the importance of a work ethic, how important it is that those that work hard will get ahead. And often we read principles about that. We read principles about generosity in the Scripture and how God wants within people a heart that is always reaching out to care for others. It's also principles regarding our treasure about trusting God. Principles that help us to understand that no matter what we have or don't have, we owe everything to God. And whatever condition we're in, whatever situation we're in, that we have a choice to make about trust. That is to believe that it's all up to us or to believe that God is involved and cares deeply about those things in our lives. We also know that wealth from the Bible, that both wealth and poverty belong to God's people. Some people out there seem to think, and prosperity preaching is, that if you love God, you're going to be wealthy. That just isn't true. Some people who love God are wealthy, and God has allowed that in their lives. And there's people who equally love God who have absolutely nothing, and that's up to God. The truth is, the amount of possessions that you have, the amount of assets that you have or wealth that you have, doesn't determine your relationship with God. Some people, and there's a lot of scriptures that show us that some people that were very wealthy were very ungodly, and some people that were very poor were very godly. And we know that today as we know that we live in a nation that we have so much to be thankful for, but we have brothers and sisters who love God as much as we do and more, perhaps, who live in areas where they have so very little. If you've had the opportunity to go to any of those places, it's a very humbling experience. I think in the Scriptures, I think of the book of Job, and part of the theme of the book of Job and what comes to my mind as I've studied it is that very issue, that you can have all the wealth in the world and be the wealthiest man on earth, and you can love God, and then it can all be taken away, and you can still love God. And sometimes in life, there's that swing, and circumstances around us cause that to happen. Job had both, and he was able to love God in the midst of both and be faithful to God in the midst of both. I think of the parable that Jesus told. There was a very rich man who was very unrighteous. And then there was the beggar Lazarus who laid at his gate, and he had absolutely nothing. And it was Lazarus who went to heaven and pleased God. Then there was a wealthy man, Joseph of Arimathea, who was the disciple of Jesus and was responsible for Jesus to have a place of burial. But then on the other hand, there was a rich young man who went away sorrowful. There was a widow who gave 2 coins, and of her Jesus said, she's given more than anyone else. And please God, see, the issue is not how much you have. The issue is not what quantity you have. The issue is the heart and where your heart is before God and what belongs to God in your life. The Scriptures teach us that everything that we have should belong to God, and that should be our heart and our spirit and our attitude. Everything we have belongs to God. It's not how much you have that matters. It's your heart and your priorities that God cares about. It's about what's going on deep on the inside, about how you view the things of God and what's important in your heart about following the Holy Spirit, about what He shows you and teaches you about balance in your life. Jesus cares deeply about the heart. I've said before that the Sermon on the Mount is all about the heart. I mean, you look throughout the Sermon on the Mount, you don't see a whole lot of commandments in the Sermon on the Mount. You have things about the heart. And here Jesus talks about the heart. And Jesus gives us many principles, deep principles to be mindful of. This morning I want to mention five scriptures where Jesus talked about treasure, talked about wealth. If you go on to that slide, Nate, he talks about the perils of having too much and being focused on those things. Jesus says a great deal about our treasure. He says a lot about our treasure and about our talents. And someday he's going to hold us accountable for each one of them. And so as we look at some of these scriptures today about treasure, I just want to encourage you to say, Jesus, what do you say to me about this scripture today? What do you say to me? The first scripture that I want to read and look at is about the perils of wealth, about how money and possessions can change us. You know, I've seen this, and you probably have with people. Sometimes our possessions and our desire to have something or our desire for security changes how we view God, changes how we view people, changes how we view generosity. It kind of changes how we live our lives. And this really is a temptation for God's people. Again, this is Jesus speaking to the church, to the body of Christ. It can be a temptation when we're so blessed. I think of the book of Deuteronomy, and the writer in Deuteronomy says, be careful that when you have your home and you have your land and you have everything around you, that then you're going to forget the Lord your God. And to a degree, that can be so true of how we look at what God has given us. Whatever you have today, whatever you have in your hand, whatever you have beside you, whatever you have in your closet, whatever you have, I encourage you to say, God, it belongs to you. Everything I have belongs to you. We can forget too easily our priorities. Look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 24. Go on to that scripture, would you, Nate? Listen to the words of Jesus. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into heaven. It's just one thing that Jesus said about wealth and riches. Jesus did interact with wealthy people, and he interacted with poor people. And where that line is, I don't know. Some people who are very poor think they're wealthy, and some people who think they're wealthy think they don't have enough. That's part of the deceitfulness of riches. That's the deceitfulness that Satan uses about possessions. But Jesus said, be careful. Be careful that wealth can be such a wonderful blessing, and the possessions that you have can be such a good and wonderful blessing to you. But also there's a peril of that, and that is that you can forget too easily where it came from, and a God who has principles for you to live by. The second principle is in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, and it's very similar. Luke chapter 12, 15 says, watch out, be on guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. You know, men especially, and sometimes women, but are often defined by their jobs. They're defined by their income. They're defined by the kind of work that they do and the relationships they have through work. And, you know, men especially, but that's a generalization, of course. So many times we can be defined by our work. We can be defined by what we make as a living. And Jesus warns us about that. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. I think we all know that. We probably all sense that and feel that. But as we're going through life, we can be caught up in the merry-go-round and in the decisions that seem to drive us in that way. And we can fall into that trap of measuring life by our possessions, measuring our success, measuring how well we're doing by what we have or don't have. And Jesus says, I want you to be on guard against that. Don't forget that that's not what makes life meaningful. That's not what gives life value, not your possessions around you. There's something much deeper that God cares about in your heart and your life. We can see people sometimes through a lens of material things. We kind of judge sometimes people by whether they have a little or they have a lot, and that's also something that we have to be on guard against. Sometimes we think people that don't have anything, we tend to maybe look down on them, and Jesus would say, be careful about that. And on the other hand, we might look with envy to people who have been given much, and they've been successful, as the world calls it, and we tend to look at them differently. But Jesus reminds us on both sides, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. The desire to want just a little bit more can be a strong temptation to God's people. A third scripture is also in Luke chapter 12, and it's to remember how quickly this life will be over. James talks and says that it's but a vapor, and it's so true. And someday it will be too late to change, to reverse a life of poor priorities. And so it's good for us today to ask God to examine our hearts. Are we rich toward God? But God said this very night, your life will be demanded of you. This is how it will be with anyone who stores things up for himself but is not rich toward God. Jesus reminds us that there's a richness in life that comes from our attitude and our spirit to God. We've heard the expression before, you only have one life to live. Those things that last forever are so important. Jesus also said in Matthew chapter 16, the next scripture, and again, words that are pretty strong and pretty heavy. He said, what good will it do a man if he gains the whole world yet loses his own soul? Or what can a man exchange for his soul? You know, that's a question that Jesus knows is at the root and the heart of man's deepest temptations and how he views life around him. Jesus reminds us that we can forfeit a whole lot by being too focused on the things, the possessions around us. Satan is so very deceptive, and he is in the area of money. There's so many, and I'm not, don't have time to go into the many different ways that Satan is deceptive about money, but there are many today, and maybe someday we will. But I just want to say to you, Satan can be very deceptive about how you view what you have. And it can be so subtle. He can use things that seem so good and noble and qualities that are wonderful, like work ethic or about saving. And he can use those to derail you, as well as other moral things that seem so terrible that seem more evident to us. Satan is so deceptive, even and especially with things that can seem so desirable and good. And in the area of wealth, this can be so true. You know, I have found very few old people who want to talk to me about their possessions when they come to the end of their lives. I can probably count on one hand or less the number of people that have been on their deathbed and have talked about how they wish they earned more. They're glad they worked all the hours they did. They're glad that they saved all their money and were able to give it to their kids or whatever. You know, some things just aren't important when you come to the end of life, and that's what I think Jesus is saying here. Do not allow the possessions of life. Don't allow the possessions of life to determine who you are. Jesus said, and from this verse that we had a few minutes ago, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That's so true. Whatever it is that you focus on, whatever it is that drives you, whatever it is that you can't get your mind off of and you're thinking of from moment to moment, hour to hour, and day, whatever that is going to determine who you are. Here's another way to say it. Your priorities will become your character. Your priorities in life will become your character. Be careful about your choices and your attitude toward Scripture. All these things about finances and money, I realize that nobody can tell you exactly what's right. How much do you work? How much do you save? How much do you spend? Those are things that you've got to determine as a Christian between you and God's Spirit. Nobody can be your conscience. Nobody can be the one who says to you, well, this is exactly what you should do. But what God wants for his people is to each one of us to come with a humble spirit before him about our life and about our possessions and about our attitude, whether we're on the wealthy side or the poor side, and say, God, I want you to be in charge of everything in my life.